Presenting the Mirth Parade. Don Wilson as the drum major.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and the Mirth Parade winds its way back to childhood days, this time as we take you back to Storybook Land.
Little Jackie Horner with his pie sat in the corner, sucking his thumb, pull out a plum. Little Miss Muffet sitting on a tuffet, and she said, yum, yum, please give me some. Little Georgie Porgy with his pudding and pie kissed Mary Quike and Perry, and he made her cry. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep and couldn't find them, their tails behind them. Peter Funkin' Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball in the hall. Humpty Dumpty says, I'll get her and I'll make her fall. And that's not all. Old King Cole, that jolly old soul, he fell from Mother Hubbard, blew his whole bankroll, buying lollipops and candies for the kiddies at the Storybook Ball.
And as we reach Storybook Land, ladies and gentlemen, we find little Jack Horner, impersonated by Andy Andrews, sitting in a corner eating his Christmas pie. Andy, you old pie face, take your thumb out of that pie, swallow that bite, and sing for us, and don't tell me that I've got crust.
I beg your pardon, miss.
I want to ask you this. Your face is quite familiar. Have I met you before?
I wish you'd tell me, will you?
There you go, you're getting sore. You shouldn't feel that way.
Now can't you stick about
until I make you out?
Can't you wait a minute?
'Cause I'm really up a tree. Now let me think a minute.
Ah, it all comes back to me.
Strolling in the park one day. Well, I'll be well, well, well. Well, 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 oh, well. So you're the little so-and-so who tried to break my heart. You didn't only break it, dear, you tore it right apart. Well, I'll be well, well, well.
Say, you look swell. How you doing? Oh, you say you're kind of hungry?
Gee, you haven't changed a bit. Well, I'll be well, well, well. Well, I'm a son of a... What, doggone... What, gee... Well, 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 I swear. Why, I see you wear a wedding ring. Oh, it's really news to me. You say you raised a family? You tell me two or three? Well, I'll be well, 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 well. Say, you don't tell in this depression. Now, I was gonna date you.
Oh, you chubby little rascal, you. But I'll see you later on. Well, I'll be well, well, well.
Andrews, you can go back to your pie now. You know, Andy, you should learn that pie song, Pie the Waters of Minnetonka. Well, 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 and here are two of the cutest youngsters you ever saw. Who are you, Brown and Lavelle?
I'm Jack.
I'm Jill.
Oh, Jack and Jill, eh? And have you your bucket and everything going up the hill for a pail of water?
No, nope. Beer's back. Oh, honey, listen, I want to be itsy bitsy. Tell me a fairy tale.
Tell you a fairy tale.
Uh-huh, tell me a fairy tale.
All right. Once upon a time...
Small time.
Listen. Now, listen here. If you want me to tell you a fairy tale, you'll have to be quiet and not interrupt me.
All right, honey, go ahead.
Well,
Once upon a time, there were two xylophone players.
Now look at them. The woods are full of them.
Now look here. Didn't you ask me to tell you a fairy tale?
Yes, sure. Thanks very much, honey. That was very funny. Now I'll tell one.
Yeah.
Now.
Honey, listen. I've been listening to fairy tales ever since I came to Hollywood.
You don't say.
Yeah, and you can't believe anything you hear nowadays.
No, but you can repeat it, can't you? What seems to be the trouble with you tonight? You've been grouchy all day.
Oh, I had some awful bad luck. You know that nice new garden of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a chicken got in and ruined it.
Honey, you shouldn't feel badly over that. Didn't you know that the same thing happened to Adam in the Garden of Eden?
No. Wait a minute, honey. You know, this is supposed to be a first-class program.
Yeah, well, I'll soon fix that. Didn't Don Wilson say that this program was dedicated to fairy tales?
Yes, I believe he did.
Now, there's your chance you've been waiting for. Here's your opportunity to show off. Can you tell fairy tales?
What do you mean, my chance to show off? Have I ever told you any fairy tales?
See, some of your original fairy tales for staying out late at night are in use all over the world.
I only told you the things that happened.
You've told me things that never happened.
Yeah? Well, I've learned to watch my step. The first girl I ever loved made a fool out of me.
Don't some girls leave a lasting impression? Well, come on. Where's the fairy tale you were going to tell me?
All right, I'll have to start all over again, I suppose.
Start all over again.
All right. Once upon a time, hundreds of years ago, there were four nice, good little girls.
Four nice, good little girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there might have been, hundreds of years ago. I better let Mr. Brown say it with music. Let's go.
Brown and Lavelle get their bucket of water. Now, here's Eddie Adams, the cutest little Cinderella who ever wore a glass slipper. Cinderella says she doesn't mind going for a ride in a coach made from a pumpkin, but she draws the line at broken down flivvers. They give her broken arches. Eddie Adams.
I'll bet that every daisy must think I'm going crazy. I wander through the meadow all day. I sit there by the hour and question every flower I gather into my bouquet. It's the same old song all day. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. Now the little daisy is bare. I'll pin another petal on the daisy so it'll tell me you care. He wants me, he wants me not, he wants me, he wants me not. It seems the same old answer is there. I'll pin another petal on the daisy so it'll tell me you care. A little yes will be swell, but they don't want to tell, though at times they come awfully near. It seems a shame not to try when I'm one petal shy of the answer I'm longing to hear. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. 100 little daisies are bare. I'll pin another petal on the daisy so it'll tell me you care. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. And now the little daisy is bare. I'll pin another petal on the daisy so it'll tell me you care. He wants me, he wants me not, he wants me, he wants me not. Seems the same old answer is there. I'll pin another petal on the daisy so it'll tell. A little yes would be swell, but they don't want to tell, though at times they come awfully near. It seems a shame not to try when I'm one petal shy of the answer I'm longing to hear. He loves me not, he loves me not, 100 little daisies are bare. I'll pin another petal on the daisy, so it'll tell me you care.
Thanks, Eddie Adams, you little old Alice in Wonderland, you. Presenting Lizzie Tisch, ladies and gentlemen, who persists in asking, did you ever hear the one about the old lady who lived in the shoe? Tizzy Lish.
Hello, folkses, listeners. Yes, is this Miss Lish all righty? And in fine fettle. In other words, I'm as fit as a fettle. But I'm just a teensy bit worried. I read in the papers that it might rain. And you know they say that rain makes things come up out of the ground? My, I hope not. I have three husbands buried. And speaking of men, I met some real jolly men today. I gave a cooking lesson on a fishing boat to some fishermen. My, some of the fishing tales that they told. One gentleman who was very effeminate told about a large fish that he caught. So when he got through, I said, my, I think that's just a fairy tale. If you know what I mean. Anyway, I gave them several lessons. One was on seasickness. They said they'd never seen such a demonstration. Well, if I do say so, I brought up several things that made them realize I knew my business. I was going to leave once, but I said, I think I'll stay and see what else comes up. And speaking of coming up, so many people have written me saying that they've been having such a time keeping my diet down, up. Well, as I say, things like that do come up in this business. So I prepared a new diet list, and this is for a 6 months diet, so start this at once sometime. Are you ready? First, slice one pomegranate seed in about 8 parts and eat with a relish for brekkie. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, squeeze 3 glasses of raw carrot juice and put it away and drink some water. At 6 o'clock, eat just the center of 4 kernels of puffed rice, and just before going to bed, eat 1 whole hot mince pie, 4 sliced cucumbers, and drink 5 cups of coffee. And folks, you'll not be troubled with overweight, or in fact, in anything else. So start this at once, and if you can, get in touch with me. And speaking of getting in touch, as I have to keep in touch with my classes, I'll just barge along as I have to give a cooking lesson to some electricians on currant jelly. So I'll leave you as the boys always say when I leave, lousy, lousy.
Well, Tizzy Lish can continue to live in the shoe if she wishes. Personally, I'm wearing new shoes and feel like I'll probably die in mine. Which brings us back from the land of make-believe and face-to-face with the realization that the Mirth Parade is over for this time. So, goodbye, all. This is Don Wilson threatening that we'll be back with you soon. ¶¶